Hi, this is Dikshant for Divyond Collier, Divyond Collier, date of service is 2/11/2025, date of birth 10/7/1986, date of service 5/22/2024. The patient, Divyond Collier, is here for a follow-up evaluation today. She reported that she was completely sick last 15 days, and she was extremely depressed. She has no food to eat, no grocery money, and she can't get out of the bed. And she was also thrown out of her house because she has no money, and she's sleeping very poorly in her aunt's house where there is too much distraction, disturbances. Anyway, besides that, the symptoms of pain in the right shoulder is still ongoing to the tune of 7-8, and pain in the lower back is ongoing 7-8. There is a shooting pain from the neck pain, which is around 5-6, to the right arm, posteriorly and anteriorly affecting all the fingers as numbness and tingling. In addition, patient reports that she is not able to lift her arm beyond 110 degrees. A recent arthrogram showed a complete tear of the supraspinatus tendon, for which she is being referred to an orthopedic surgeon. So far, she has not seen the orthopedic surgeon, and she's advised to do that. Her pain level remains 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 maximum, varying from 7 to 9 most of the time. And she reports a 70% relief when she has the medications and everything, including therapy, acupuncture, chiropractor, which is ongoing. And we review the records for the ADL for system reviews and for additional issues for substance abuse, as well as for compliance history. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 139 over 102, pulse is 91, pulse ox is 99. And the rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, which is dated 1/8/2025, dictation number 0307-037. Diagnosis is the same. Plan is also the same as this previous visit, and the procedure is also identical. We did give an injection of intra-articular right shoulder and injection of the tendon to supraspinatus tendon and infraspinatus tendon. Indications are same. A complete copy and paste is needed. Physical therapy is ordered to once a week, and she remains off work, and housework replacement is provided. And medications are provided, Mobic 7.5 milligrams once a day for anti-inflammatory. Protonix is provided for stomach protection, 20 milligrams twice a day. Tylenol with codeine is provided, one or two every PRN. Alavil is provided, 50 milligrams at night. Well, for relaxation, GAD disorder. And Xanax is provided, 0.5 milligrams PRN for anxiety and panic. Lyrica is provided, 50 milligrams twice a day for pain relief. Theracets are provided for further pain relief. And other than that, the patient is stable, and she reports that her pain has got better with the injections, and she'll be seen in 30 days' time. Based on her MRI findings, since she has a constant pain, we advise her that she may benefit from one or two injections of this lumbar and also to the cervical epidural if the pains are still going on. But her physical therapy will be discontinued after this visit unless we get the reports from the physical therapist. Thank you.